afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rocksolid, your comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and it's a very sad day here in the studios because today is Matt Belknap's last episode as producer.
Is that not the right reaction?
That's not your... Well, no, you're supposed to be sad about it. You're not supposed to go, woohoo, I get to have a life.
Tears of a clown.
But I want to get you on record as saying that if we get a musical guest, you will come back and do that at the Never Not Funny studio.
Depending, like, I mean, give me an example.
Susanna Hoffs.
Yes.
David Bowie.
No. What if I just said, the bit I was going to do was just say yes to every female and no to every male, but that's even, okay, David Bowie, yes.
The drummer from Survivor.
No.
Mike Reno from Loverboy.
Yes.
Okay. There you go.
I love Loverboy. I love her boy.
You love her boy. We're going to miss you, Matt, because you make everything sound good. I know that you're training young Kyle. He's shadowing you today.
Yep.
A little too close, don't you think?
Oh, he's in my pocket.
He's in my pocket.
Just a little guy. Flipped out of my shirt pocket.
And also, we're coming to you today. We're not at the Never Not Funny Studios. We're at the On the Page Studios, where my wife records her highly rated podcast. Mm-hmm. Much highly rated than this podcast.
Yeah.
I can't even talk. And today, I am so excited because when Gary was leaving and I was running through my head of people that I thought would be fun and love music and would have a good energy to be here in the studio with me, and also because I wanted to get some lady action going, this was one of the first people that popped in my head. So I want to welcome to the show, first time ever, April Richardson.
Yes. Woo!
Why can't I hear you?
What's going on?
What on earth? Hold
on. What happened? Let's do a sound check.
Is it not on or something?
No, it's on. Yeah.
Check.
Did it pop?
There you go.
Okay.
And maybe that popped out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can hear now.
Okay. Do that again. Just say April Richardson.
Ladies and gentlemen. Why would I say ladies and gentlemen? In the studio with us today, April Richardson.
April Richardson, yes, here to provide hot lady action.
Woohoo!
Yay!
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm psyched.
I don't know if you mentioned,
April also has a podcast, a great podcast called Go Bayside.
It's true.
It's chronicling the weird and wonderful world of Saved by the Bell, episode by episode.
Yes.
And how many episodes in are you right now?
Like 39.
And how many episodes are there of this television show?
Like 80? I think total.
I thought it was 90. Maybe.
Yeah,
I think you told me that.
Are you going to do like the movies and the college years and all that stuff?
No college years, no Miss Bliss, only Original Recipe, because I don't like those two. They kind of suck. No new class.
Miss Bliss was Original Recipe.
No, it wasn't, because the only characters that carried over were Zach, Elisa, and Screech.
It came first, though.
It came first, but I mean, like,
I hear what
the one we all know and love.
Yeah, yeah.
And I am doing the movies, too, but I have yet to figure out how I'm going to do those, because obviously they're going to have to be two-parters.
Right.
I'm toying with the idea of doing them live somewhere.
Oh, that's a good idea.
So I'll figure it out.
Now, let me ask you this. When you're done with this television show, do you have another television show in your head that you're going to jump to?
No, I don't,
just
actually.
Done? Your run's over.
I'm done. I'm going to commit suicide when the last episode. There are no other TV shows that like I'm as obsessed with and have as memorized as Saved by the Bell, so I don't really know what I'm going to do.
You'll figure it out.
With all the spare time I will have when I stop.
You're smart. Maybe put them up once every 6 months. That way this could last for a long time.
Oh, stretch it out. Caramello.
Stretch it out a little bit. Yeah.
I'm like 60 putting out. Watch Saved by the Bell again.
Here we go.
No, I have other podcasting ideas, perhaps.
Oh, well, that's good.
But I don't think they're going to revolve around a TV show only, because, there's not.
Well, I think that was a really great idea to jump into the podcasting world with something unique like that.
Honestly, I couldn't believe somebody hadn't done it. Yeah. Somebody my age. Everyone my age.
Really?
I swear to God. With things like, how did this get made and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I was thinking,
I
somebody, surely a person my age, as most people my age have that show pretty much memorized. I was shocked to find out that somebody hadn't done it.
And you're 11, correct?
Yeah, I'm 11 years old. I turned 11 today.
By the way, April is wearing a Billy Bragg hoodie. Mm-hmm. Very nice hoodie.
I had it made by a friend of mine.
Really?
Someone made this.
Well, I got the shirt. The shirt was like a triple XL, and then a friend of mine customized it for me.
It's an awesome design.
Pretty
like
great,
I actually
right?
was like, just before I saw that it said Billy Bragg, I was just enjoying
and on the back
how
it
cool.
says,
that's where my tattoo comes from.
Oh, yeah. My God.
That's
you got
his
a tattoo,
logo.
BB, okay.
Yeah.
That's not
double
big.
B,
and that's no pop, no style, strictly roots. BB,
that's right.
Billy Bragg
keeps it real.
The and now what I was going to say is, see, a lot of people if the t-shirt was triple XL, they would just grow into it. But you decided to have it
right.
custom made.
I figured it was less effort to get my friend to customize it.
And yeah. The reason I bring it up
it's
is
more
because,
healthy.
Yeah, yeah.
April has eyeliner that matches the blue mm-hmm. on the, and then she has. Like I said,
fluorescent orange lipstick.
Yes, that she obviously
guys,
made in her
detail.
Made in
Come
her
on.
Apartment because yeah. you can't buy
yes.
again. You can't buy orange lipstick.
You can. You can.
Have you tried?
Maybe around Halloween you can.
Ah,
we'll get a
if you're fashion forward,
yeah.
you know where to get such things.
Yeah.
Wow. Look
yeah.
at you.
Yeah.
Let's get that.
It's not on accident, guys.
Still creepy. Everything you're saying to April is creepy.
I don't think it is.
Look at you. Where'd that come from?
I don't know.
I don't think it's creepy. It's just unfortunately useless for people listening going, well, we can't. We can't
They'll
look at
picture.
Her.
Well, we're
going to
take a picture when you leave.
Okay.
It is a dope sweatshirt. I thought it had something to do with like European car racing. That's what it looks like to me.
Oh, cool. I didn't even realize that. Yeah. All right. Cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Like a 60s.
Thanks, guys.
I don't know. Like, yeah. It's cool.
So
even has a hood.
Well, welcome. We're glad you're here. We know you love
Likewise.
Music. You love music.
I love it.
You're fanatic.
Oh, shit. Are you from 8 Mile?
Yeah. What's up, Mom Spaghetti?
Just put the hood up.
I just have my hood on.
Today I picked the topic because I know that Rachel and I. Who's Rachel? Who the hell is Rachel?
And also,
I get called Rachel all the time.
That
by the way, that's not a joke.
Because
it
your
rhymes
haircut.
With April. I don't know. Like,
why,
just,
but I'm
growing
not,
up, I was always called that.
Well, this is perfect because the topic today is birth year, and I just did something that an old man would do, is call someone by their wrong name.
Good call.
So, because I know that April mm-hmm. and I are separated by a lot of age. So,
not that
so
much.
We're going to play. Hey, will you be surprised? So we're going to play our favorite songs from our birth year.
Mm-hmm.
My birth year is 1964. In your birth year, do you want to give it? Ladies don't usually like to.
I don't give a crap. Because
well,
it's
going to be hard to do the episode
yeah, exactly.
if she doesn't tell people.
You'll just have to research what year these songs came out.
No, my birth year is arguably one of the greatest years in the history of music.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
1979.
And I actually think that my year is also one of the greatest years in music, 1964.
Yeah, I don't know much about either year, but I
well,
will say
Well, you're
going to
find out,
79.
Motherfucker.
You know what I call 79? That's what? 69 with a 10. Up yeah. top, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Bo Derek, swing by.
I did that joke before you got here, April, and I was surprised that it got any reaction whatsoever, let alone a positive one.
And he saved it to do again.
I did. I had
that's
to
how you're going to close out your last
you
episode?
You got to repeat gems like that.
That's how I want to be remembered, as a guy who did that shitty joke.
Nice.
Now, when
what a legacy.
When April got here, she was sitting on the couch with her friend Rachel, and
mm-hmm.
There's no Rachel, and you got some sad news on your telephone.
Lou Reed has passed.
Lou Reed has passed today. Obviously, we record the episodes a couple weeks in advance, but this is Sunday, October 27th, and Lou Reed has passed.
And sadly, Matt and I were even talking about how we hate how we find. I was going through, you were here record, I was going through Instagram, yeah. and like three of my friends in a row posted a picture of him. And so that's why I was like, okay, something's up.
Yeah.
And then I had to look
yeah.
it up. And
that's better than like
news.
Like I always see a dumb joke and don't understand
right.
what it means. And then I go, does that, huh? And then I go, oh, that person's dead.
Yeah. Like if you're driving midday and you're listening to some radio station and then like they're playing like three songs by an artist for some weird reason, you're like, oh no.
Exactly.
That person has
Because to me, I'm like, it's
the
either
planet.
They're dead or it's their birthday.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's those two things, those
right.
two total opposite things. Yeah. Also, the thing about joking. Isn't it weird how some people it's okay to joke when they're dead and some people it's not?
Yeah.
Because to me, I never make jokes when somebody dies.
Give us
I'm
an
like,
example
never.
Of someone you could joke about.
Well, you know, even when like
Dick
Michael
Cheney.
Jackson died. Oh, okay. Well, that's a bad example because I will probably pose many. But in general, to me,
right.
it's like if anybody dies, it's like that's a person that died.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
unless
yeah.
it's like Charles Manson or somebody where it's like, oh, they're
that guy's still
earth.
Kicking.
It is, yeah. Sometimes you're reminded of that, like when someone you care about dies, like a celebrity that meant something to you in your life. Yeah. Then you realize that you were an asshole about five other people.
Yeah, exactly.
But
it's a weird thing.
We, you know, Pat, you played him, I think, more than once on the show.
Yeah, I'm a big Lou Reed fan.
So yeah, I mean, that's
never got to see him in concert. Now I'm never going to get to.
Yeah,
did you see him in concert?
No. And I'm huge into like Velvet Underground. And like that time in history when like him and David Bowie and Iggy Pop were all hanging out, like writing each other's songs and all, I'm like, that's the best. That's some of the best stuff. It's But Iggy Pop is somehow still alive, which is fascinating.
Amazing.
And still does not buy shirts.
And still refuses.
Does not own a shirt.
I think he has the McConaughey disease where it's like his body rejects fabric.
Yeah.
If you try to put a shirt on,
it just dissolves.
Exactly. It
turns into threads.
It's a rare condition.
Yeah, I tweeted once that I've seen Iggy Pop more shirtless than I've ever seen my wife naked. Just because he's just every time.
Yeah.
He refuses. He refuses to put on a shirt. Interesting fact, my ex-boyfriend, Iggy Pop, took his mom to the prom.
Whoa.
His dad could have been Iggy Pop.
Holy shit.
And if his dad was Iggy Pop, would he still be your boyfriend?
Probably. Well, that would be up to... He's the one who done it. Entirely up to him.
Jerk.
He would be a different person. And maybe he would have been the right one for you. But maybe that was the flaw.
He had the lineage.
Yeah, he was missing the pop gene that would have made that connection complete.
Well, as I like to say here, when a rock and roll icon passes, I like to say, Lou Reed, rock in peace.
You've never said that.
I've said it many times.
I've never
rock, or like,
said
rock in peace. Make God rock or whatever. Because you know how Laugh Factory is like, make God laugh.
Look, we can all agree that he's up there right now with Janice and Jimmy, and they're just
super group in heaven.
I'm telling you, I mean, it's just so awesome to get up there and see that show.
Mm-hmm.
April, you want to jump into our topic for today?
Oh my God. Okay. Matt's a little overwhelmed because I have an insane playlist.
Yeah. Gary used to bring like 20 songs and I'd be like, holy shit. April brought 45.
And that 45 is whittled down from like 145.
And you know, we'll get to about 10 of those.
I know. So
you're
I should
have
stop
a
talking.
Lot of apologies.
Let me go ahead and put this out there though. First of all, because 1979, Michael Jackson's Off the Wall came out. Yeah. Prince's self-titled album came out. The Clash, London Calling came out. Elvis Costello, Armed Forces. Like all those are pretty standard issue though. So I kind of left those out because I'm like, everybody knows Tom Petty and Heartbreakers, Damn the Torpedoes. Everybody knows all those. So I'm going to play my favorite genre of music, as much as I like everything in the world, is post-punk. Which is kind of like invented around this time.
All right.
And it's super weird and super bass heavy.
Let's do it.
I feel like 79 is the year people were like, let's get a little weirder. And I am super into that.
All right. Let's do it. What's your first one?
Oh my God. What is my first one? Well, pretty much like a benchmark of post-punk is Gang of Four. So I would say I found that Essence Rare should be my first maybe. Because this is off of Entertainment that came out in 79.
Okay.
And this is obviously one of the most famous like post-punk albums. I'll play more obscure stuff later that was on like Rough Trade and Factory Records.
Oh my God, play something.
Play something more obscure because Pat and I have never heard this song in our lives.
I've never heard this Gang of Four song?
I might have. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Sorry, it starts off with a...
It's okay.
So far, so good. I like what's happening. It was very interesting.
Yeah, it's a cool groove.
Here we go. No,
I've never heard it. That's awesome.
Oh, is this? Yeah, it's out again.
It's out again.
Okay.
What is going on?
There's that. Okay. There. Okay. You guys have really never heard
never
that?
Never heard that, but that's amazing.
I swear to God, I'm not trying to... My fear when I was making this list is I was going to sound like one of those dicks that's like... my stuff is so obscure.
It's happening.
I swear to God, I thought like
that was amazing.
Was a standard issue thing.
No, I love that.
Yeah, we're knuckleheads. We don't.
This grew is going to be a good show. Then
I grew up in small town Pennsylvania, so I wouldn't have been exposed to that even on radio. It would have been Tom Petty and stuff like that. So that's amazing.
And I just I just listen to top 40 and rap my whole life. So I don't really know.
No, but that's the thing is I love all that stuff. But when I was getting into like regular punk, quote unquote, like Sex Pistols, Clash, whatever. When I was trading mixtapes with friends and stuff, cause I wrote a zine growing up and that's how, and like a ton of my pen pals were in England. Mm-hmm. They were like, well, you should know about this stuff. Yeah. Like the weirder side of this.
You had pen pals in England.
Oh, I had pen pals all over the world when I was a teenager. That's like all I did.
How would that happen back then? Like now you meet someone on the internet.
Oh, totally pre-internet. Yeah. Because I traded fanzines. And so in the back of fanzines, like music zines, there would be ads for other ones. And there would also be ads for pen pals. Like, hey, if you like such and such, if you like the Smiths, write to me. And so I would. And then it just kind of snowballed from that. But then I was trading mixtapes with people all over the world when I was like 14.
And back then there was an innocence to that. Nothing was going to come in the mail. Some old dude with his undies on. You weren't going to get anything.
That's right.
You know, this is what this show needs. We need a shot of this Gang of Four.
I'm so excited now because then maybe you'll like, I mean, so I get a little pretty weird in the playlist, but maybe you'll like, if you like that, you'll like some of the rest.
I just wanted to, after it plays for a while or you feel we've heard enough, we usually play like 30 or 45 seconds. Just give Matt like some hand signal.
Yeah. I'll try to drop it in like a little bit into the song so that we don't waste time with.
So that was awesome. This is going to be weird. Cause it's going to go from like that kind of stuff. And then to 1964,
it's going to be super eclectic.
It's going to be crazy. So we're going to go from, to 1964. Let's drop this in at 10 seconds. The classic.
Pretty Woman.
Roy Orbison.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy.
There you go,
mercy.
Bring it down right after the mercy. Roy Orbison, a guy probably maligned because he wasn't good looking.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I think nowadays he would be like, that dude's awesome.
Right.
But back then it was like, he's not Elvis.
Well, I know you don't care for Elvis Presley, and I am obsessed with him.
Right, right, right.
And I've read several places that the reason he dyed his hair black is because he wanted to look more like Roy Orbison.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Well, everyone always has good things to say about Roy Orbison's songwriting and his vocal style. So,
but not his eyesight.
Said
anything good about his eyesight.
Elvis was a fan of his hair.
That's right. Jet Black. Go ahead. You're up.
Okay.
What are we going to bring? Gang of Three? Are we going to play Gang of Three?
That's right.
It's a countdown.
It's the, next I'll play, it's a song called Do the Do by A Certain Ratio. D-U, the Do. It came out on Factory Records. There's some debate. I've read several places it came out in December 79. Some places say January 80. I'm going to go with December 79.
Well, that would make sense. That way we want to
play it. And it's such a good song.
what if I did that?
You can drop the needle anywhere in this.
What if I did that? What if I'm like, okay, this is Van Halen. People say it came out in 79. I'm going to say it came out in 64. And this is Run With It.
But it's
and this
it's
is
close
pretty,
enough.
This is, close this enough. Is Pretty Woman, but it's Van Halen's version of Pretty Woman. Yeah. I say it came out in 64. They're time travelers.
Yeah.
They made it first and Roy Orbison ripped them off. Okay, here we go.
My heart was just an open sore, which you picked at. Till it was close, it bled away. My existence dribbled under your insistence. Force me to my deadly fate. Send me into a thing of I play your
you guys get it.
I've never heard that before either.
That's A Certain Ratio. They were on Factory Records.
April Richardson is making Gary Lucy look like Ryan Seacrest right now.
Oh my God. This is
putting the regional hitmaker to shame.
Yep. And but don't worry, because I will bring us right back down to stuff everyone's heard. That was awesome. Now say the band again. What was it? Because you
A Certain Ratio.
A Certain Ratio. See, I promise.
I've seen the rest of the playlist. I promise there will be bands you've heard of at some point.
Yeah,
no, that's okay.
Well, now maybe not, because I'm
Now you're jumping around.
I'm going to keep blowing minds, I guess. Yeah. And not, I mean, I've got like The Cure on here, but you guys know who they are.
The who?
Yeah,
the
exactly. What? So we'll see.
Well, I am obsessed with this band led by a guy named Frankie Valli. They were once called The Four Seasons, and then they were called Frankie Valli and The Four Seasons. You might have seen there's a Broadway play about them. What's it called? The Jerky Boys? No, that's not right.
Yeah.
The Jersey Boys?
That'd be a great Broadway show, The Jerky Boys.
Jerky Boys.
Or with Frankie
Assy
Valli
necks.
Like prank calling people in falsetto.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be excellent. So let's drop this into 20 seconds. This song is called Save It For Me. This episode's going to play like the worst radio station you've ever heard. You're going to be like, this song's awesome. What is that? Yeah. This is great. Ooh.
I agree.
Okay, well, this one you guys not mind. I'm going to talk less, so play more. This is called Mind Your Own Business. And also a thing I loved personally as a teenager about post-punk is like girls were really starting to get into this game. And so this is a group with some girls in it called Delta 5. And it's called Mind Your Own Business.
I love it.
Can I interfere in your crisis? No, mind your own business. No, mind your own business. Can I interfere in your crisis? Ice cream? No, can I lend your arms from your navel? No,
you guys are both bobbing your head. It's a good sign.
No, mind your own business. No, mind your own business. Can you hear those people behind me? Looking at your feelings inside me. Listen to the distance.
These ladies are from England?
Yeah. Almost everything I'm playing is probably going to be from England.
I just imagine like my song comes on and it's like he's flatlined and then these jazzy
I tried to play that. I tried to learn that song on bass and almost like broke my fingers. I was like, who am I kidding? Like, that's never gonna happen. That crazy bass.
I like
line.
That groove. Yeah.
Please don't say you like that groove. That sounds groove. Just like an old guy. It sounds like something okay, I would man. Say.
It's a groovy groove.
We're both working real hard to pretend that these songs don't suck shit.
No, I love it. I'm
that was
kidding.
My fear. No, I swear to God, though.
I have not disliked one of these songs yet. I'll tell you if there's something that I'm like, eh.
Okay.
But, okay, this is 1964, and I actually put this on the playlist especially for you.
Oh, nice.
Just drop it into 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Right, like I said, it's gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care, and I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas, viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than
now,
20...
Yes.
When I say I don't like Elvis, it's not so much the music as like all the things that I hear about Elvis behind the scenes, like the shooting out the TV and his Sunny in Red, and I'm going to buy everyone a Cadillac.
Right.
And it's all that
first of all,
stuff.
What's wrong with buying everybody a Cadillac? Well, that sounds pretty magnanimous to me.
If you were actually in that posse, you're
well, by the way,
pretty psyched about it.
When you three leave today, I got something outside for you.
but we could talk about that off air because I could talk about that dude for hours and hours.
Right, well,
read every
I'm sure
book
you
there
could.
Is.
All right.
But I will say it's good that you chose that because even as a super fan, yeah. I admit that like most of his movies are garbage. Mm. Two super good ones. Viva Las Vegas is actually good, and Jailhouse Rock is actually good.
And didn't he do a Western that was a serious...
Yeah, Charo. Oh.
Something.
He did a couple of
with
them.
With a star in the title.
Oh, yes. I have them all on DVD. I don't have them all, like, memorized, but...
Maybe that's your next thing after Bayside...
it's just Elvis movies.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All my listeners are, like, women my mom's age, and that's it.
Same listeners we have. Okay. So, you're up. Let's do it.
Oh, okay.
Blow our minds.
Well, okay. I'll play something from America, then, since everything's been for England so far. Beat the Clock.
USA.
And this is from a group called Sparks that I'm obsessed with, the Mayall Brothers. And This is from their number one in heaven album that came out in 1979.
These guys have been at it a long time. They're still going.
Yes.
They're still,
I'm going to see them in 2 weeks.
Sweet.
Those dudes are so weird and amazing.
Does one guy not do anything? Does he just stand on stage? What's the deal with him?
I always get him mixed up. Ron is the singer, I think, and Russell is the keyboardist.
And he has the pencil-thin mustache.
He has the pencil-thin mustache, okay. And is always like standing silently. I saw them at Royce Hall like 5 or 6 years mm-hmm. ago, and they played Kimono My House, their album, in its entirety. And it was like one of the best things I've ever seen. And he is. He's so like poker face and just stands and plays while Ron or Russ, I always forget who's who, like freaks out and sings falsetto.
And there's and there's other band members too. It's just not the two.
There are other
them.
Band members, but it's only like as far as the solid lineup, like it's all the two of them. And Russell, pencil thin mustache guy, writes all the songs.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. And Royce Hall, great place to see a show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Tiny.
Yeah.
Like it.
That should be a game show, Beat the Clock. Like that song should be the theme of a game
totally.
Show. Called Beat the Clock.
Beat the Clock. You gotta beat the clock. I think there was a game show called Beat the Clock.
It was Beat the Geeks.
No, I think like in maybe 1964.
Oh, okay.
There was I'm sorry, Kyle, look it up.
Cue
beat
it up.
The clock.
Gotta beat the clock. Gotta beat the clock.
My next song is from one of the most popular duos of all time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say one Sun guy. No. I'm going to say the guy who writes all the songs, he's a national treasure, and he's also probably very, very unlikable if you met him one-on-one.
And you did. You tried to get his autograph.
I did try to get his autograph, and he just... No.
I don't got a pen.
Yeah, I don't got a pen is what he said. Yeah, really? I do. I have a pen, Paul Simon.
I think, okay, there.
What's going on
over there?
I have
to get a new wire there. Yeah. So this is Simon and Garfunkel, and this is an undeniable classic. Drop us in right at the beginning. I'm already sad.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Darkness, that's his friend.
It's too dark to find a pen.
That would have been a good rhyme.
It would have been. Hello, darkness, I don't have a pen.
Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping.
I just slit my wrist.
And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains.
Where did you meet him that he dissed you?
It was at the Pantages.
Oh, okay.
Outside. He was walking in and we said, there's a couple of us and we said, Paul, can we get a signature? And he's on his phone. He goes, I don't have a pen. Yeah.
I don't like that.
You know who has a pen? You fucker.
All 20 people probably standing up here waiting for your,
Actually, there's only 3 people. So that's even, it's even worse.
Oh yeah.
Cause it was,
I don't like
it was
that.
In midday, mm-hmm. like way before the show. So what a jag off.
You guys can take this however you want it, but Simon and Garfunkel is the Bob Ross of music.
There are many ways to take that.
I mean, yeah. I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah, I like that.
What is Bob Ross?
The
Bob
painter, Ross, the Happy painter? Clouds guy.
Oh, yeah. You don't like Simon and Garfunkel?
That's a little tree right over here.
Yeah.
How about we just put how about we just mellow out so much stop breathing? How about we just go and slip into a coma while we do this music?
Well, yes, that song, but then there's upbeat songs.
Oh, they got
songs.
Some,
yeah, they really
they got
shred,
some rockin',
man.
They got some rockin' tunes.
Cecilia, Mrs. Robinson.
Cecilia, yeah, okay.
They got some rockin' tunes.
Well, not rockin', but it's folk music, right? Is that what we call it?
I'm on board.
Is that what we're calling it these days?
Let's go back to 70. Not, let's
I'm calling
jump ahead.
It a nap.
Let's jump ahead to 79.
Okay, this song is called The Monochrome Set. So it named after the band The Monochrome Set. And this is a 7-inch that came out in 79.
I was hoping the song was also called Monochrome Set.
It's called, yeah, it is. The song is called The Monochrome Set by the band The Monochrome Set.
Oh, okay.
And they are one of my favorite bands of all time.
So don't diss this, Matt.
Or you can if you want.
Here we go.
Let's hear it. A little bow wow wow-ish.
Interestingly, the guy bid, a couple of guys in this band were in Adam Ant's band before he became Adam Ant.
And weren't those people also from Bow Wow Wow? Some of the people from Adam and the Ants?
There is some crossover.
There is some crossover.
We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
That I'm not sure of.
Look it up, Kyle.
Good luck with that.
Is this an instrumental?
No, but now that we're playing it, I think he doesn't start singing for a while.
I did. I tried to drop it. Okay, here. Guys, I'm 2 minutes in. What do you want from me?
I just think Bid, the guy in the band, has the coolest voice. They write the craziest, weirdest lyrics.
How many albums do these people have?
Oh, geez. Monochrome Set now probably have like 10 or 15 or something.
Have you seen them in concert?
No, because they kind of went on like a hiatus, and I think they only perform in England. They were like never, you know, big in the right charts or whatever. So I never, that's the unfortunate thing, is most of this stuff, they either broke up before I could see them or died or never came to America or.
If I go to an iTunes store and type in that name, will things come up?
The Monochrome Set?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, where do you get this then?
I still buy CDs, dude.
Yeah, I buy CDs,
yeah,
too. I like seeing them on my shelf.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
All right.
I would assume so. Because they've got some like greatest hitsy kind of things out.
Even the best of.
Yeah. So maybe something like that would come
out. All right,
cool.
Okay, so got some answers for you.
Okay, beat the clock.
The original lineup, no.
No, okay. All right.
Okay, he's got that.
Okay.
The original lineup of Adam and the Ants, Dave Barbarossa, Matthew Ashman, and Lee Gorman formed Bow Wow Wow.
Okay.
They left in 1980.
Yeah, and I think before that, Lester Square, that's the guitarist of the Monochrome Set, I think was in Adam Ant's band before they became Adam and the Ants. Yeah. And they were called the B-Sides or something, I think.
And we can admit that Lester Square is not his real name.
That's on his birth certificate.
So now you're going to tell us.
Some Beat the Clock info?
Yeah, Beat the Clock was a game show in 1951 to 1968,
four?
I think.
Four?
No.
Okay.
And then they had like four other incarnations.
All right.
Beat the clock, yeah, to beat the clock.
How great would it be if we found out that was a cover of the theme to the game show?
Oh,
I'm like, this is such a great original song, and then it's like a cover of that.
It seems like a lot of your songs have something in common in that they all have a very like a driving rhythm. Is it okay, Pat? Is it okay for me to say that they have a driving rhythm?
They do have a driving rhythm. These would be good treadmill songs, I think.
Yeah.
These would be good.
That is one of my favorite characteristics of that genre of music, is they do have those kind of like standout bass lines.
Yeah.
And it's like angular and like, yeah, I like it.
That's great.
We're going to hear something from Dieter from Sprockets later.
Yes.
Let's go, Matt. Let's go back to 1964 with Southern California band, Beach Boys.
Right from the top, huh?
Also the theme from one of my favorite shows, Men of a Certain Age, canceled. Let's hear it.
When I grow up to be a man, will I dig the same things that turned me on as a kid?
Yes.
Will I look back and say that I wish I hadn't done what I did?
Nope.
I think these are rhetorical questions.
Yeah. Oh, they are?
Now, when they do this in concert, does he answer that? Because he is an old man.
Yeah, they're all old men.
He can answer those questions. I don't regret anything. I'm an asshole, and I'm unrepentant about it.
Yeah, Mike Love is an asshole.
Fired the fucking creative genius behind the band.
Yeah, just a jerk.
Twice, I think.
You need to go to YouTube and look up the Beach Boys induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And listen to the drunk Mike Love proclaim that they're as good as the Stones and the Beatles. And it's just, I mean, even if that's true, you don't say it yourself.
Right. That's,
you know what I mean? It's weird.
Also, it's
weird.
Not true.
It's not true. So, I agree with you. It's not true.
That's the main thing.
But he's like, yeah, I dare Mick Jagger to get up on the stage with the Beach Boys. Really?
And sing 7,000 songs about surfing.
Surfing, yeah.
I dare you.
Girls, 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 and sand. He's not going to do it.
Yeah.
He's getting laid while you're changing toupees.
Laid.
Go ahead, Rachel. Rachel!
Oh, you call me Rachel?
What is going on here?
What is
in fifth grade?
It's like the R in Richardson and then April.
It kind of rhymes.
It's really making me mad. Edit those out. Okay. It's terrible.
No.
Okay, there. Okay. Okay, my next song then is called Time Goes By So Slow. And this is from a 7-inch from a band called The Distractions. It was one of the, I think it was one of the first releases on Factory Records. One of the first 10 or so, if I'm not mistaken. Factory Records label I'm obsessed with. I think you guys will like this one. Understand how hard it is for me to not sing along to all these.
This like, is
biting my tongue.
This song is very much it's a montage and we're shopping in a John Hughes movie.
Yeah.
I love that. Yeah, that's great. That these are really great.
Good. Yeah, that guy's voice was awesome.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Great texture.
You don't understand how relieved and psyched I am that you guys like. I'm like, what's even weird? I gotta play something weirder.
Are you trying to find stuff we won't like?
I mean, in a way, kind
it
of.
Seems like
I
it.
Didn't expect that you guys would
no,
like
this.
This
is cool.
This
no,
much.
I like it a lot. I am actually gonna bypass now, Matt. I'm gonna say apologies to Bob Dylan. Apologies to Shirley Bassey. Apology to the Chipmunks.
Oh, Goldfinger's so good, though.
I know. Chipmunks was just as a joke. And I want to make sure that I cover the big four of the British invasion. So let's jump into... This is a band you might know. This guy's called The Beatles. Mm-hmm. And this is in mono. And let's jump right
this
in.
This is
the
from
beginning.
When they did that soundtrack to the Patrick Dempsey movie, right?
No. This is from the Hard Day's Night soundtrack.
Can't buy it.
There were so many Beatles songs from 1964, and I was going to try to pick an album cut, but then Can't Buy Me Love just is so good that I just chose it. Plus, that's a wind-up monkey on drums.
Yeah.
So it's just that monkey with the cymbals.
Totally.
That's
totally
exactly what it sounds
brush.
Like.
But someone put a brush in one of his hands because there's a little bit of a brush.
Oh, there's a little bit
there.
Of a brush. He might be painting.
Okay, my next one is going to be So Tough. That's the name of the song because I need to rep for some more ladies in this movement, and this is The Slits, and the song is called So Tough.
Nice. Sing it if you want to sing.
No, I can't.
Just sing
it. I can't sing. I have a terrible singing voice. But yeah, those
That's
are
cool.
The Slits. There was a big deal when that album came out because they were topless on the cover of it.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
Yeah, yeah, so you were.
Got a little distracted.
Slow down.
Yeah.
So it's all girl band.
Yes, all girl band.
And why weren't the Bangles ever topless on an album cover? Come on, ladies.
Great question.
Pick it up.
Great question.
The drumming was cool in that. I did not like the vocal that much. It's like a Susie and the Banshee type kind of thing.
I almost brought Susie the Banshees in too, but then I had to, again, whittle it down to 45 songs.
Are you going to remember what you played today? Because you're going to have to email me these songs.
Oh, I will happily. I've made a playlist anyway. I'll send you like a
zip file. I just want to say, April has... I mean, first of all, your handwriting is impeccable.
Oh, thank you.
It's from all the correspondence she did as a teenager.
It absolutely is.
But she has a couple of pages written out here, and she's printing.
She's highlighted.
And she's highlighted things. Yeah. I mean, this
you guys
is like,
don't understand how much I enjoy doing what we're doing right
well,
now.
I'm so glad that. I just don't want it to feel like work. So as long as it doesn't
Not
feel
at
like
all.
Work.
This is my favorite thing in the world.
All right, excellent. Okay, I'm going to go to, this is one of my favorite bands of all time. It's not the Beatles, it's not the Stones, it's not the Who, it's the other guys, it's the Kinks. And I wanted to play something that you might not have heard that much, although the Pretenders did cover this on their debut album. This is Stop Your Sobbing from the Kinks' first album.
It is time for you to stop all of your sobbing. This is time for you to stop all of your sobbing. Mm-hmm. There's one thing you gotta do to make me still want you. Gotta stop sobbing now. Yeah.
You hear that, ladies? Nobody likes a crybaby.
I love that song, too. I also love, love, love the Kinks.
Thank you.
And this is a funny aside. I was having lunch with Howard Kramer, and that guy had recently, like, dumped me, and I was, like, super sad about it. And he goes, it's not like this guy is David Watts or something. You'll find somebody cooler. Like, right. And I was like, what an awesome reference. And I laughed so hard, and, like, three people get that. But it was great.
David Watts. It's a Kinks song.
Yeah. About, like, the coolest guy ever.
I didn't get it.
Oh, okay. If you like the Kinks, you'll get it. And you'll be like, that's funny.
So far, you've talked about two guys the show that have dumped you.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
What's
I don't
going
know if you guys
there?
Know it, but other do. It's not normal for a girl to be into this stuff as much. I mean, to the outside world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So wait, is your love of music the thing that's making guys dump you?
Sometimes, like the last guy, I was just like, I don't care about this stuff. I'm not a teenager, so like, I don't care about this stuff anymore.
But you know, my wife doesn't care about.
But you're
music.
A dude. It's like way more acceptable. I promise. I'm not like saying that. I'm not telling tales out of school here.
Guys, let me tell you something. I think you know if you find someone that you click with and they have something that they love. Well, then let them embrace it and love it. You don't have
Preach
to love
on.
It.
Preach on.
You don't have to love it, but let them enjoy it. It makes them happy.
Preach on.
Jerks.
Yep.
All right. You're
but
up.
I got you guys to talk to you about this stuff. Who needs a boyfriend?
This is your last episode. Okay. Because
I could do like a 9-parter on 1979, by the way. Okay.
Do
I
it.
Can't decide. Well, I'll go ahead and play. You guys know the Buzzcocks. I'll play You Say You Don't Love Me. I know it's the Buzzcocks and everybody knows them, but this is just one of my favorite songs of all time forever.
And that's why you should play it.
It makes me cry every time I hear it. It's so great.
I want to live in a dream that couldn't be real. And it's time to understand now the way that you feel. You say you don't. You say you don't. You say you don't love.
So good.
It's really good.
You know, it's funny because I see the Clash here. I was listening to Clash this week, and it's much more accessible than I remember it. It's not that crazy. You know what I mean? It's like there's reggae in there. There's female background vocalists. It's like
the Clash. I can't believe they ever existed. They were like the coolest band of all time because they were like punks and they were political and all that. But yeah, they covered all genres.
Yeah, yeah.
I listened to the Clash and I'm like, there's funk in this. There's reggae. There's pop. Yeah. There's everything.
Because before I just started listening to the Clash recently. You know, in the past couple of years. And before that, I thought, oh, this is going to be some crazy, crazy punk stuff. Listen.
No,
but
it's
not.
Everything. They're so amazing.
Yeah, it's
pretty
cool.
We've also like I think. We've all gotten used to because there's so many bands that were influenced by them and influenced by the Sex Pistols and all those other like seminal punk bands that now when you hear the Sex Pistols, it doesn't have the same effect as it did at
right.
the time. Cause at the time it was radical,
right.
but
right.
now it's just like, well, everybody sounds kind of like that, just watered down. But like, so like it's just more acceptable to be like to have that raw sound. Whereas like, if you really want to understand what that was like, just listen to the production of like the Eagles and
yeah.
like
mm-hmm.
Fleetwood Mac
mm-hmm.
and then listen
over
to that.
The time. Yeah, yeah,
right.
yeah.
And then you'll be like, oh, okay, now I know why that was crazy.
Well, I remember when I was like in grade school and I joined the Columbia Record Club and the Kiss albums came and my mom was like, oh, what is this? And my mom was like, oh, that's just garbage. Now you put those early Kiss albums on and it's like,
it is totally.
It's just so like, I'm like, oh, they can barely play their instruments.
Right, right, right.
Fantastic. I don't know how to broadcast. I don't know why all of a sudden I'm just like, huh? The Rolling Stones.
Who's that?
This is band that it's this band that I fucking dare to get on stage with the Beach Boys because those surfer dudes will blow you out of
the
water. But this is from an album called 12 by 5, and this is Time Is on My Side. Good tambourine.
Hey, pal. Remember that trailer? That was a movie with Denzel Washington, and they played that song in it, and then some woman said, "Hey, pal," and it's like ingrained in my head forever.
Yeah, you're pulling out a lot of movie references.
Yeah, I don't
Patrick
remember that.
Dempsey.
What movie was
Denzel
that?
It was like one where, like, I don't know, it's probably like late 90s, early 2000s. Or Denzel, it was like a supernatural thriller. He was a cop and there was ghosts or some shit.
What is that called?
He was a ghost cop?
It was called Ghost Cop.
Was John Goodman in that?
Maybe. Yeah, could be.
Oh, it was like in New Orleans or something, maybe?
Perhaps.
It was like a voodoo type thing?
I didn't see this movie, by the way. I just saw the trailer.
Oh, okay.
You don't think that Denzel Washington was one. It was the Black Ghostbuster. That's not what you have confused with, because he was not.
What do you mean?
That was Ernie Hudson.
Yeah, he was the one that was afraid of ghosts. Right. What?
What is it?
Fallen.
Fallen. Yeah, yeah. I think it's actually an okay movie.
Find the trailer for Fallen if you can on YouTube.
Yeah, but do that on your own time, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle, do that on your own time.
You're going to play one. I'm going to play one. I'm going to let you play one more. And then Matt will play us out with a song from his birth year.
Oh my God, this is so hard. Cause like Lodger David Bowie came out this year. I'll play Grinding Halt because I did mention The Cure earlier. And I think that a lot of people, when they think of The Cure, just think of like whininess, one type. And like when they started, they were pretty much on the post-punk thing. So I'll play a bit of Grinding Halt.
You're not playing this because I've brought the show to a grinding halt. Yes. Four or five
and also
times
it's
so
a suitable theme. No. Yeah.
Okay. Here we go.
No light, no people, no speak, no people, no cars, no people, no food, no people, stopped, short.
Yeah, you guys get it.
That's good. Yeah, man. I've never heard that song.
Exactly. Yeah, I've never heard that. I'm not
like
a big
really
Cure fan.
Really, Cure
but I like
is
that.
Like that. I like all of it, by the way. I love them. I've seen them live like five times. They're amazing. But most people think, oh, he just whines and cries. But like, they kind of rocked in the beginning.
I like that. I always like that trebly, tinny production sound, too. I don't know why. I've always liked that more than like cool. a bassy, muddled production.
Because you're white. It's cause you're
is that why?
It's because you're white.
What?
And you're afraid of the bass. You don't want. You're scared of the jungle and you'd want to stay.
Well,
you're safe. White world.
Yeah, all right. My last song, then I'm going to defer to April.
Okay.
You got it.
This is The Who.
Oh,
this is one of my mental patient songs also. It's I Can't Explain.
Oh, me
I mean,
too.
And we've heard Can't Buy Me Love and stuff. We've heard the Kinks, the Beatles, and the Stones, but this Who song is blows those out of the water.
I can totally play this on repeat for 100 hours.
So, yeah, this is one of my favorites. Just let's go ahead and drop it.
Can't explain.
I feel good now, yeah, but
can't explain.
that's just so, so good. I mean, it blows those other
totally. I could listen to that a thousand
away.
Times in a row.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's like a lot of those classics. Like, there's the timelessness, but that's especially like it yeah. just sounds like it could be from any point.
From any point, yeah. Just, it still sounds good.
I'm totally on board with that. All right.
Now, this is tough for you.
This is so tough because, again, I mean, you see this list. You see how many I've left over. But I guess I'm going to go with Up the Junction. And because Cool for Cats came out in 79, and okay. I feel like Squeeze is like super underrated as a band.
Yeah, I only,
for me personally.
Yeah, because I only have about five Squeeze songs in here, and it's probably like just the stuff you know, Black Coffee in Bed,
right.
Pulling Muscles from a Shell.
But they have a ton of hits. Yeah. Difford and Tilbrook are like insanely successful songwriters, pretty close behind like Lennon McCartney, I think.
Well, led by that,
you would
is
be
that
surprised
strong
at
words.
Like the success that they
some
had.
Strong words,
I think. But so I guess I'll close it out with Squeeze Up the Junction.
Okay, great. Perhaps she said, I may be. We moved into a basement with thoughts of our engagement. We stayed in by the telly, although the room was smelly. We spent our time just kissing, the railway arms were missing. But love had got us hooked up, and all our time it took up.
Like, that song doesn't have a chorus or anything.
I just purchased that.
Like, it has a weird structure where it's like the lyrics technically don't rhyme and it doesn't have a chorus, but it's still awesome.
It happens once every two or three shows when I hear something that I've never heard before and I purchase it immediately.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I just purchased that because that's pretty great.
It is pretty great. It's excellent. A great album.
Cool for Cats.
Yes.
Love it. This is Rachel, by the way.
That's right. Rachel yeah. Richardson.
Yeah, Rachel Richardson.
It would kind of be cooler if that were my name with the yeah. alliteration and everything.
Yeah, maybe. Do you like alliteration?
I'm going to go legally change it after this
cool cats.
Podcast.
You're yeah. gonna, don't do it. Rachel, thank you. This was great. You brought what I was hoping that you would bring, which is orange lipstick.
Yes. And I was psyched to get 1970. I was psyched to get this assignment. It couldn't have been better.
You can post your entire list on the Facebook page when your episode airs. So that people will go like, oh, why didn't you play that song?
Because I know people are going to go, oh, what about David Bowie? What about Pretenders?
Pretenders,
what about
Nick Lowe?
And I'm like,
Police,
please
Prince.
Believe I know it.
Man, ELO. Look at that.
ELO album. Come on. Don't Let Me Down came out in 79.
Don't Bring Me Down.
Or Don't Bring Me Down. Did I write it down? I write it down wrong.
That's okay.
But yeah, all this stuff.
This is great.
I wanted Human League when people started playing synthesizers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Iggy Pop.
Mm-hmm.
So Matt, what year were you born?
I was born in 74, and I was telling April before, I couldn't name a song that came out in 74, uh-huh. like, to save my life. So now I'm just like looking at what happens to be here. And I don't really see anything. I don't like my year, man. I just don't like it.
Oh, you know what? Before you play it, April, where can we find you?
Oh, my Twitter is APEY.
Okay.
And
your podcast again? Where
my podcast is Go Bayside.
All right.
And it's on iTunes.
Do you have a website?
It's aprilrichardson.com.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right. Terrific.
Yeah.
I like to go to that site, www.rachel.com.
Dot Rachel
that's
Richardson.
Great. It's just pictures.
Tell her I said hi.
It's just pictures of Jennifer Aniston for friends. Matt, thank you so much for 120 plus episodes.
Yeah, it's been a thrill, man. It's been really fun.
Well, it sounds like it's been a thrill in the tone of your voice.
Yeah.
I'm just distracted by the fact that the last song I ever play on the show is just going to be some garbage I don't even like.
Yeah, but man,
it's really
it was,
a bummer.
It's your birth song.
I know. My year sucks. Can you think of a song that you like from 74? Either of you? Just off the top
I
of your head?
I can't.
You tell you what.
Yeah,
74.
It's crap.
I'm going to try to find one.
Yeah, see what you got in your collection, Pat.
All right.
Probably is going to be better than whatever I'm looking at.
Let me see how this goes. How does this go? That's not working at all. Hold on a second.
I saw Queen come up.
Yeah, Queen, Sheer Heart Attack, I think, came out in 74. I'm being told.
What?
Oh, while we're waiting,
something's happening.
Let's play this trailer for Fallen.
Play the trailer
Denzel
for
Washington's.
Fallen.
Was I right about it being like a New Orleans voodoo thing?
I think so.
I'm looking for 74 songs. This is what I love about iTunes, though, because you can find stuff.
Stuff from the year.
Stuff from the year. Still
scrolling. Most of my stuff was from memory. I'm not even lying.
I believe
it. I was just like, this is when my stuff started happening.
You're an obsessed fan.
It's the brilliant detective who sealed my brutish fate. Remember this, Hobbs? What goes around really goes around.
You have a safe trip, eh?
It's on my side.
Go ahead! Live a good life!
Criminals like Reese, they kill a few people, somehow it ain't their fault. But what took place tonight is the consequences of what I do.
How much do you think they had to pay in royalties for that guy to sing that one line?
Or change.
Detective John Hobbs wants to uncover the truth.
What does Azazel mean? Now, my dictionary says that evil spirit of the wilderness.
Walk away, Mr. Hobbs.
But nothing in this world.
Is on my side.
Again, they got to pay.
I know.
Cha-ching.
That's just for the trailer.
I just want to hear the girl say, hey, pal, but it's not going to happen.
Matt, 1974, yeah. Paul McCartney and Wings, Band on the Run.
Boo.
Boo.
Okay.
Thumbs down.
Ricky, don't lose that number. Steely Dan.
No.
Boo. These are all like dad jams.
Yeah. Hey, easy. I'm a dad.
Hey, I know.
And I'm a dad. I called them
like I see them.
Okay. Sweet Jane by Lou Reed.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
That's the perfect thing for today. Kyle, turn your phone off.
How dare you?
Okay.
So yeah, this is, you know,
This is a good closer.
Just by the time you hear this, it'll be weeks old, but Lou Reed just passed away this morning and he made this great song. I don't know a lot about him, but I know I love this song and it's a good way to go out. I guess
I like to think your mom and dad made love to this song.
Huh. Well, they probably conceived me in 73 because I was born in July. I don't think I was born.
Well, maybe okay.
2 months early.
Here we go.
Maybe they had a demo, a copy of the demo.
Oh, good call. They were hip. They were in that. They were in the New York art scene, actually. So that's distinctly possible.
Didn't your mom have a home birth, and Nico and Andy Warhol helped pull you out and cut the cord?
Yeah, actually, yeah. My birth was an art installation. It was really.
I want all of this to be true so badly.
Thank you, April, Matt. Thank you.
Thanks to everybody. I know a lot of you guys have said nice things about me here and there on the internet, so I appreciate that. And I'm gonna miss you guys. I'm gonna miss Pat. but the show goes on, so enjoy it.
Here we go. Bye. Lou Reed, Sweet Jane.